name of our shul, the West Side Institutional Synagogue, the yeshiva of the West Side, and our Ohana High School. I want to express my gratitude to my Rebbe for coming here this evening and gracing us with his presence. And I also want to express my hakaras hatov to him, which I've never expressed formally. When I was my Rebbe Shia, I was a boy 15 years old. And it would be a lie for me to say at that age I was the biggest masman in the world. And it was the Rebbe who excited my mind to the Yom HaTorah, the Yom HaTalmud. It got me interested in learning. So if there were those of you here who enjoy my shiurim, it's only because the Rebbe got me interested in learning that I'm able to give them. And I want to express my gratitude to him for all that he has done for me in my life, and this last Hakaras HaTov for coming and honoring us with his presence tonight in Yom HaTzimut. Formulated in speaking tonight. If we don't have it, but whatever the Rebbe will speak on, it's appropriate.
It's about Yom
HaTzimut. It's about Yom HaTzimut, correct.
When one talks about Yom HaTzimut, the person has to decide what in Jewish attitude towards the Eretz Yisrael from the halachic perspective should be. Everybody knows that unfortunately in the Orthodox community there is a lot of divisiveness in regard to Eretz Yisrael. Of course, there is a lot of divisiveness in the general Jewish community, Orthodox or secular. But when the secular Jewish community is divided in regard to the attitude and the approach that is to be adopted by Jews towards Eretz Yisrael, so it's understandable. Secular Jews are not motivated by halacha. They don't want to be motivated by Torah perspective. So naturally, so there is a lot of divisiveness. But it is surprising and amazing and astounding that in the Orthodox Jewish community, there is just as much divisiveness in regard to the Eretz Yisrael as in the secular community, and perhaps even more in a certain sense. After all, Orthodox Jews are all consciously motivated by Torah and by Halacha. Why should there be such a divide? There are Orthodox Jews, not that easy to account, even those who are outside the orbit of the Torah time, who have a very negative attitude towards Yom HaTzimut, to such an extent that if somebody, some needless to mention, there are some of the Jews that don't say in the child of the Jews do that way, but there are certain Orthodox Jews who consider any Jew who doesn't say Tachin and Yom HaTzimut as that he is not a Torah, not only if he says Hallel without the bar, but even if he doesn't say Tachin. In other words, Yom HaTzimut, according to point of view of certain other views has to be treated like a regular day, no difference but that. And of course, there are Jews who say how well there are Jews who say it, half how well there are Jews who say it, whole how well. There are even Jews who say a bracha, and there are even Jews. I mean, this certainly, I mean, doesn't make sense from any point of view. They say how well at night, too, I mean, that is altogether ridiculous. So, there is a lot of dividing. So, I'm a Jew, and I have my point of view too. And I am convinced, as much as any other Jew in the world, that my approach is based upon Allah. And that upon Allah exclusively. So, is Medinas Yisrael to be considered a very important event of colossal significance, epoch-making significance? Now, there are Jews, other Jews, who consider Medinas Yisrael a housing good. I don't like to be palpable over the many. But I'll discuss that with you. In my opinion, according to the regular deal things, it's really impossible, boring, the Medinas Yisrael is mentioned in the Sefer. Impossible, boring, the passage, the beginning of the volume, where the redemption says, Re'ein osati u'fneichem l'sa'oretz, boyu o'shu'e sa'oretz, asham nishba v'shem l'amisichem, le'abrom v'yitzchok v'yakol, losis lohem u'rizal amachet. So says, losis lohem u'rizal amachet. So who is lohem? Who does lohem have reference to? And who does u'rizal amachet remember? Certainly that it means that Lohem has reference to the first generation Jews who arrived in our soil under the leadership of Yeshua. And their children, so that's Uzama. What difference does it make? First generation, second generation, tenth generation. So if the three has tuition, then if the three says, now I came according to the regular generation. Because Goyen changes the gilfe of the Zitri. The Barachia, Losim Slohem, Elu Eli Bodel. So Losim Slohem has reference to the Jews of the Second Commonwealth, of Bioshmio, who settled in Eretz Yisrael under the leadership of Ezra. Chadai, Chari, and Malachai. So, Bobel, Ezra, and Chadai. That's the book. What about the Bior Shino, the Boy Roret? So, according to the second Russian decree, when the Torah says, Reik no Saki, Mechem, Ezra, Oret, Boyu, Ushu, Ezra, Oret, Asher Nishba, Yisemla, Yisemchem, Le'avrom, Yitzhak, Yaakov. So, when the Torah says, Boyu, Ushu, go ahead and take possession of the land. The land that Hashem swore unto your ancestors, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So to whom is the tzivu of Boyu Oshu directed? Again, to the Boyu Oretz. So that's the Jews of the Boyu Oretz, the ancient tribe, as they are called. So then, when the Torah says, Los Israel, it couldn't have reference to the Boy Oret, because the Boy Oret is already mentioned in Boy Oshu. So Los Israel has reference to the Yer Boga, Bioshmio. Uzaron, Elogneir, that's regular here. Uzaron, so the expression Los Israel has reference to the Bioshmio. The second commandment. Lizarov has reference to their children. What do you mean, children? The children of the original alien who settled in our spoil the leadership of Edwin Henry. So, the Torah has mentioned a special passage. So, why would the Torah mention a special passage in respect to the grandchildren and a special passage in respect to the great grandchildren? It's one Yahusha. So, Lizarov, so he says, Elevate the children. Achreyer, but the Torah says, Goyu Eshuas Oretz, Asher Nishba, Hashem La'amseichem, Le'Avrom, Yitzchok, Le'Yakov, Losis, Lohem, and Zarom Achreyer. So, Goyu Eshu has reference to the Bi'or Shem, to the first commonwealth. And Losis, Lohem, has reference to the second commonwealth. Ulzarom has reference to the children of the settlers in the second commonwealth. Achreyer, Eilugum in Samashiach. So obviously, according to this deal, this is the regular deal. So, there are three things mentioned. Three possessions, three Yahushas orders. One is Boyoshu, that's Boyoshain of the first commonwealth. The Yahusha in the first commonwealth. And then the second Yahusha is mentioned Loseis Lohem Elo Leboda. Then Zaron is third Yahusha. And the Achrein in the Samashia. Now, it's very clear what is Samashia. It's very clear what a rebuttal represents. But the question is, it's not clear what Uzzaron represents. He would name the children of the rebuttal. Doesn't mean the children, they mean the children. It means descendants who are involved in separate Yahushim.
Does it have Kedushas Oretz, or it doesn't
Now, we pass in the Kibbush Yochim with Leuchman Kibbush. So in order to be discovered in the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then it must be taken possession of through a Kibbush Rabbi. What is a Kibbush Rabbi? So according to the Rambam, Kibbush Rabbi means it was taken possession of the Melech, of the Novi, in that of course, from that point of view, so the kibush by the Dinas Yisrael in 1967 is not kibush rabbi. However, according to Texas in Yiddin, and according to Texas in Arizona, so any territory that was included in the Matonic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu, so even if Yochid in Israel, like Yoel and Nashor, a single Jew can't present if it is included in the territory that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, so as the Sholim of Zekah, you're not saying no, so it has a din of Kibush Rabin, even if it was done by him, like Yoya ben Nashna. The Rambam, Shiti is not. Then even Afilo Mo'oret, the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Trumah, Afilo Mo'oret Shemitno La'Avraham Avinu, in Yochim del Shemet and Yishpocho, Hocho B'Kodesho, Eile Al Yisrael, so he doesn't have wishes of Yisrael. Of course, the Shem Al Yisrael belongs to us anyway, without Kiddush, but he doesn't have Kiddush Asar. Now, the question is, how can this ship be used? The Rambam doesn't require any explanation, because Kiddush Rabbi, by definition, means the Kiddush done by the whole Knesset Yisrael, and if it's done by Yochim, not in Dasvid Yisrael, and not in Dasvid Nagodu, and not Al Melech, and not Al Novi, how can it be attributed to the Klal? But the question is, why does Taisa say that if it is of the territory that is meeting Avraham Avinu, even if a single Jew conquered that, so it is still considered Kibush Rabbi? The answer is, Kibush Yochid or Kibush Rabbi doesn't depend. Of course, Rashi Shiti is different. Rashi Shiti in Abizori is written that if the participants in the Kibush are less than 600,000 Jews, so then it's not Kibush Rabbi. But the other Rishonim do not agree with Rashi. So, whether a certain Kibush is considered Kibush Yochid or is considered Kibush Rabbi, it doesn't make a difference whether the participants in the Muhammad are, let's say, 10 Jews, 100 Jews, 1,000 Jews, or a million Jews, or 10 million Jews. If the kibush is a kibush by the whole Ruach Yisrael, by the kibush, as a unit, as one person, then it is kibush. And if the kibush, even if the participants are 10 million Jews, 30 million Jews, but if it is done not by the whole Jewish people as one person, but individually, so then the kibush doesn't make a difference whether it's a kibush of one yachid, or a kibush of 10 yachidim, or a kibush of 100 yachidim, or a kibush of 1,000 yachidim, or a kibush of 1,000,000 yachidim, or a kibush by 10 million individuals. When the Kibush Rabbi and the Kibush can be attributed to Klal Yisrael as one person, so maybe I think it should be used. Because of the needs there of Bori Yoshua Yisrael, and the Rabban mentioned that in the Niyana Mitzvah, as the Mitzvah is three calls it, Doilo Yeshiva Shal Yisrael, Kineget Kol HaTeir HaKulo, HaTeir HaKulo, so because of the needs of Yerusha Soares, so even to take the sheet in the Dikin, that the Yorin Even if Joachim spoils us to the Jewish. But he does it for the Jewish people, so it's his Yachis to the whole Polish one. And it doesn't make any difference for them. An Austrian or not an Austrian. Even if he's not an Austrian, they just a Mishne. They just a Mishne in the Rishnita the Eto says, and that is the Shite of many of Shemin, not a Rambam but many of Shemin, that even a Yarden had to push herself to soil by Shemin, even though the fact is that the Eilid Bogel not settling in a Yarden. This is a historical fact, no one denies it. Still, the Shita of Rabbi Tami is that even a Yarden is considered to compure the Bogel. So the Mishnah explains it. Because while the Eilid Bogel is not settling in a Yarden, but Yana HaMelech was in the Shiva Yam. Who was Yana HaMelech? Yana HaMelech was in the Duki. Yana HaMelech was not in the Tzadik, can be bullied. In any way, Yana HaMelech not only was in the Duki, but he even killed Chachmei Yisrael. And he still, the Kedushma said that it was in Skadi to produce himself soil because of the Kibush by Yana HaMelech. Yana Melech, son of the words, because of them, and that's how the Tamshik in the Bones, and Chadide, because that's in accord with the text which is going to be showing you, that if it is the origin of the Lord, one of you, because of the mitzvah of the boy who is sure so over, some melee, even when Yochid does it. But if Yochid does it for Klaus, even if he's in Zdok, and even if he's a Roshan like Yana HaMelech, but he did it for Klal Yisrael, so it's a tribute to Klal Yisrael. And whether he's Orthodox or not Orthodox doesn't make any difference. Now, the Rambam Shiti is different, however. The Rambam Shiti is that even the origin is no longer one of him. So, if it was not did not take place in Das Reis or in Das Besnagodi or Al-Dinelech or Al-Dinovi, so then it's Kibshiyot. Because in order to be attributed to Klal Yisrael, so that it is not just a Kibush by 10 million individual Jews, but a Kibush by the whole of Israel, as one person, it has to be done. Either Midas Besnagodu, so they represent Klal Yisrael, or Midas Reis Yisrael, and it has to be done under the leadership of the Melech or Inovi, who is Imam of Klal Yisrael. But if it's not only Melech and Sheifet, even the Sheifet in the Zman HaSheifet, then it does not have the Shem Kibush Rabbi. So the Melech, in the Yad of the Shire, how about all the Jews? The Bible were not Jewish. And it was taken by the Israeli army in the Mohammedan Stadium. Do they have to yourself to soil or not? So according to the Rambam, we don't have to yourself to soil. Because it's Gibishov. But according to the text there, if it's the territory should meet up on a video, let's say lot. So according to most Rishonim, it's not even of the origin of Avraham Avinu. There are some Rishonim that the lot is in the origin of Avraham Avinu because it's mentioned in the Lochim, the Shlina HaMelech took possession of the lot. But according to most Rishonim, I think the lot was not part of the territory that is in the Avraham Avinu. Some Melech doesn't have the Shazoret, even according to Pesach. But the Adam is that war part and parcel of the origin of Avraham Avinu, but they were not part and parcel of the Kenim Shekopshu Elibobel, so now the state of Israel occupied them, so Melech can the Chalei Shem Kibush Rabbi, and it's attributed to Klal Yisrael, doesn't make any difference who the leader was. Ben-Gurion or Arab Levine, he's a leader, doesn't make any difference. If he's a single Jew, he's David's foreground Israel, so there it's a tribute to Klal Israel. So this Gersen, the regular Gersen of the Zifrei, conforms, makes a lot of sense according to the Shita of David, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu. So the Torah says, Rein or Shatim Mishmichem is Oretz, Boyu Shue is Oretz, Asher Mishba Adishem Ladisechem, Leabrom, Yitzchok, Leyakov, Los Yisrael, Lizalam Achreyem. So the Barach here, Los Yisrael, Ilo Yubom, and where is Boy Oretz, and the Yeshua, that's mentioned in the expression Boy Oshu, at all times. To whom is this cosmic of this mitzvah of Boy Oshu directed? Towards the Boy Oretz. But there, Los Yisrael has reference to daily Babel. Ulizano has reference to the children, not in Mitzvah Mashiach. We have eclipsed in Mitzvah Mashiach. But Achreyem in Mitzvah Mashiach. So who are Achreyem? To say the children of the daily Babel. That doesn't make sense. So why not a special project for the grandchildren, a special project for the great-grandchildren, and a special project for the great-great-grandchildren? So yet we'll probably need 100 expressions. The answer is, that's one Yerusha. So Zagon definitely, according to this deal, say, has reference to Midrash Israel, to the character likes it or not. But that's the pshat. But, however, the Gersus are growing, grow changes the Gersus. And the grow changes the Gersus say, Los Yisrohem, Eilu Boni Oretz. Not the way it appears in the regular text. The Rabbache, Los Yisrohem, Eilu Boni Oretz, but Los Yisrohem, Eilu Boni Oretz. Unzarom, Eilu Boni Oretz. Achreyem Eilu Meisamshiach. So according to the Gersus Sagro, so Medina's Yisrael is not mentioned in the Zifrei, but that doesn't mean that the Gro was in Torah, whereas all the Haldos who accept the regular Gersus were opposed to the Torah. Of course, that's ridiculous. Why does the Gro change the Gersus? I think the Gro changes the Gersus because the Gro agrees with the Shittas HaRambam. So according to the Rambam, there couldn't be a Yerusha Soretz. I mean Yerusha Soretz in the sense that it's Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Yerusha Soretz in the sense that we have a autonomy and sovereignty, of course there could be. But here the passage is discussing the various Yerushas that affected us is all Dushu. So there couldn't be any Dusha Soretz between the Dusha Soretz that took effect by Yuri Bovel and Yemen Samashir. Because it's not a Jewish rabbi. And the Pasuk in Kibbutz Yochi, Loishmei Kibbutz, according to the Rambam, so all the changes that Yana Amelach was carrying do not have a Dushas Oretz, even the changes that don't need to have one of you. Not because Yana Melech was a Yuki, but because it wasn't Alpi Melech. Yana Melech was not a Yuki of Melech. And it wasn't Hidat as Nagoru. It was a Jewish Rabbi. So Mele, the Gro, because the Gro agrees with Shittas HaRambam, that in order to be Jewish Rabbi, it has to be Hidat as Nagoru, Alpi Melech, Alpi Novi. And of course, between the Yuri Bobel and the Mesa Mashiach, there couldn't be any Bisha Soretz Chalan Eretz Yisrael, even on the Kemeis, Shemitno Le'avrom Avinu, some Melei changed the Gil. Gil Sago, Los Yisrael Melei Boi Horet, Unzava Melei Yuri Bobel, Achreya Melei Mesa Mashiach. But the Gro did not change the Gersay because the Gro believed in the ideology of the Torah. Now, Then, but according to the other verses, the regular verses, from Dinas Israel is mentioned. Now, the Radak
political reason, it was postponed to 1917.
but I was never his student. I have other things to do, and which are more important, so I didn't do any research. But I have the feeling, an intuitive feeling, that the Balfour Declaration should have been issued in 1930. Why was it issued 4 years later? I don't know. Anyway, that means that one cannot just, by twitching his nose and by waving his hands, be vitally necessary after that. That's not the Torah, that's not the Chokhmah, that is this approach of being negative towards everything without showing out the halacha just on the basis of intuition is repugnant to Torah, repugnant to halacha, is based upon emotions. Now, one of the burning issues in the Adler community since 1948, from the first day, is whether Medina's historian is a salted bullet or a neutral event. It's not an salted bullet, a neutral event, or it's an inability. There are certain Jews who warn on him as Ma'ut. There are certain Jews who treat him as Ma'ut as a regular day. And not only do they treat as a regular day, but if somebody doesn't say Tachan, so they consider him as a non-Azra Jew. And especially if it's a Tahrer, we need out for him. So some Jews will consider him as an enemy. So there is a lot of confusion. Now, I'm also a Jew. I also have a condition, like everybody else. What do I think? Is it a salted gule or it's not a salted gule? Now, I don't like to be insulting and to indulge in sophistry, in semantics. But I want to mention Medrash Hirashirim, Parshavot, and the Pasuk Mizois Hamishkofot Moshochar, Yofo Chalvono, Boro Kachamo, Ayumo Kamikolet. Who is this who appears like the morning star? Now you take a look in all the English translations. I looked up many, many translations. So all English translations. So they translate Mizis and Iskofa from Shocha. Who is the one who appears like dawn? But according to this medrash, this translation is the only one. According to this medrash hadith, medrash Rashirim, Shochar has reference not to dawn Amud HaShachar, but to the morning star. There is a difference between Amud HaShachar and Ayelet HaShachar. The Goyim in Shnei Simiyot, and the first Mishnah in Brachot, so it says that Amud HaShachar is Dalet Milut, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, prior to sunrise, to Netzach Abu. Then, Ayelet HaShachar is also Dalet Milut prior to Amud HaShachar. So in other words, the Amud HaShachar means when light appears on the eastern horizon. The whole horizon is still dark, but the eastern horizon radiates with light before sunrise, but there is already a reflection of the sunlight on the eastern horizon. That's Amud HaShachar. And the Mishnah says that the Kehanim, so before they started the Avodah of the Tumim, so they went up on the roof and they looked whether it's here on Mithra. So if it was mentioned to them, here on Mithra, there is light radiating. And in the Eastern Horizon, then we started to do the Avodah of the Korban. And the halacha is that on the Reisa level, all the mitzvahs that require yay, so if you can do it before sunset, shofar, lulav, all the mitzvahs that require yay, you can do it before sunset. But mid-rabbonon, you're not allowed to do it lechatzil except in the hard situation until letachal, until sunset. So Amad HaShachar marks the beginning of day. So the going points out, Amad HaShachar, here on Mizrach, marks the beginning of day. But Ayelos HaShachar means not the Eastern Horizon lit up. The Eastern Horizon is still dark, but the morning star appears in the sky. Appears in the sky. So then it's still light. Still light. And if you take the ruler or you blow the shofar after the morning star appeared, after the Ayelos HaShachar appeared, and before the Amad HaShachar, before the Eastern Horizon lit up, so then the mitzvah to go for that all, it's not, it's still like, but when you see the morning star, you know one thing, that in Dalet Nirin, the day will begin. But Ayelos HaShachar does not mark the beginning of the day. Amad HaShachar marks the beginning of the day. Now, in all the translations, I looked up so many translations. I was interested, and I saw, I can say all the translations. I can only say all the translations that I looked up. I can possibly have looked up every translation, but I looked up many translations. The old times translation, Nidzois HaMishkofot Moshocha, who is the one who appears like dawn? Yofor Karbono, fair as the moon. Boro Kahamo, clear as the sun. Ayumo Kamitgore, awesome as an iron who marches on the banner. That's the literal translation. But the question is, how is Shoha to be translated? So, no translation is translated into dawn. But let's see the Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Shir Hashir. Parsha Vov. Al Posit Nizois HaMishkofot Meshocha. Dilma means Itma. Ratchie v'ratchinen b'chalapte havin halchim b'hado b'kas avir. They are walking. These two chachomim were walking in a certain valley. B'chitzoso. When it was close to the day. B'chitzoso means close to the break of dawn. B'roa Ayelos HaShachar. Doesn't say it. And going says in the O that after the Ayelos HaShachar, it is still Ayelos. It is still Ayelos. Biro Ayelos HaShachar, Sheboko Eirok. And it is the morning star. While it's still night, but it's radiates light. It's night, but it radiates light. Omar Yerachia Rabe, Yerachim and Halate, Kach Tie Gulosan Shal Yisrael, Mitzat Tetis. Kime Kime, little by little, see how the day develops. It doesn't come, you know. There is no one line between the transition of night and day. The magical thing first is the morning star, and the morning star radiates light. But this is in the back here. In the back here. The stain is to come. Is to come. The stain is closed, but it's still right. Then comes Amadashaka. Amadashaka also means marks the beginning of the day, but still the Rabbonah. All interest that require again, the Chaschila, you're not allowed to do it, but you're not full of Sheikha, except in hard situation. But otherwise, you're not allowed to do it. And then you have the Netzachamo, and then the Netzachamo, it's still not realized, and then the Chaschila, so then the Chamo is the answer of here. Kach, the lesson shall be for you. The posit in Micho, Peir Lezai, Tien Shei Bachrisha, Ad Shem Eir, even when I sit in darkness. Still night, but the beginning shall go in my life. In other words, so he said that when the bolt observed the Yalla Sashacha, the morning star, Bichino Yibo, Kimo Kimo, so, first it's Kimo Kimo. What's the first Kimo? Polo Polo. And even after Netzachamo, it's full day, Imam Hatrila, but it's still not a crime of day. Then it's Polo Polo. Hakeni Rathebes Eila. Kach. So, then the Medrash Hadid mentioned certain psukim that appear strange. Kach, b'chilo b'yom moheinu Mordechai Yeishin b'shar ha'melech. So the beginning, Mordechai Yeishin b'shar ha'melech. V'hakein Mordechai Yotzom l'fnei ha'melech. B'mbusha. So what does it mean? Mordechai Yeishin b'shar ha'melech. So Chazal says in the portion of the Medrash, mentioned that Chazal, Mordechai Yeishin b'shar ha'melech, and Shar ha'melech begins of the king, that means he was a member of the cabinet. In the ancient practice, in the ancient political system, so the advisors of the king of King Ahasuerus, an autocratic king, they sat in the gates of the king. So sitting within the king means big person. He was a member of the cabinet of King Ahasuerus. So Chazal say, Yeshu Bishar HaMelech, Mibusak. Mibusak still was mourned over the loneliness of the Jewish people. Even when he was recognized, a member of King Ahasuerus' cabinet. So he was still mourning. He was Yeshu Bishar HaMelech and he was dressed in his sack. It's not that he was doing. Literally, it means that he was not overjoyed by the fact that he was a member of the king's cabinet. He was full of himself. V'hakein Mordechai Yetzei Milifnei HaMelech Bilbush Malchus. After the Yigdalus retribution against all the sins of Israel and Homon and Aseret HaHomon who are hanged, so then he decided to don the Bush Malchus. Like Chazal mentions to impress upon us the concept that Gule, not only the poor Gule, but any Yeshua in this Kimotim can't expect Yeshua, you know, to come just from the blue sky. It has to be a gradual thing. Then the Medrash continues. Kmoy Shocha, so that's Kmoy Shocha. Mashacha, so Mashaha. In Mashaha. Zeche nu in Sayyid. The morning star has a chest, no shadow. I'm not very knowledgeable, but I accept what Hazal said, that the morning star doesn't cast the shadow. So, Imashaha, Imashaha, Shailu Tseyu, Yochel Atul Volket, Sim Shrina Noach Seri, Mizu Isanish Kopot Mushaha, who is the one who appears like the morning star? So the Jewish people is like the morning star. So maybe that implies just the morning star doesn't cast any shadow. So the Jewish people cannot protect themselves under shade. Ima Shachal Veshemu Yitzel Yochel Atzvoyokhe Talblema Yoko Kalvona. It's not only analogous, the Jewish people is not only analogous to the morning star, it's also analogous to the moon. The moon does cast the shade. Yoko Kalvona. Ima Halvona Azu, Eneiro Bol, Kach Yisrael. After all, the light of the moon is very dim, very faint. So here the Jewish people cannot shed real light, only faint light from the Lima Bola Kacham. Hado Yersi, the Re'avot, the Hashem is the Lord. Ima Hamok Pachat, Bola Kacham, is clear as sunlight in your heart. December, so many Jewish people need like havoc, can do harm. At his first, Yochel at his first day, then he's the Tachas, he can learn from the Lema Yoto Kalvon. On one hand, he's compared to the havoc, that is radiating, it's typical of radiating, and the profusion of light, not just faint light. On the other hand, he has an advantage of the hammock. The hammock is your own hand too. And to get it humble, you have to know how to fake the light. But the Jewish people is compared to the hammock that in the sense that it is capable of radiating a profusion of light and abundance of light, not just faint light, but on the other hand, it's compared to the Livona, that the Livona doesn't have. He doesn't shed as much light as the sun, but he doesn't have. No one ever got burned by looking at it. So, Ima Hamo Kripachas Yochilat Stroyoke, Tom Lena Yoka Kalvono, Hado Yersi, Mayoko Hasbichoyoke. Ima Livona Zu, Ponim Hasero, Ponim Seo, after all the moon has a tendency that certain days keep some waxing inside and brighter. So at the beginning of the month keep some waxing night after night, inside and brighter. In the middle of the month it reaches the full moon, it reaches the zenith, the full moon. Once it reaches the zenith of the full moon, then it starts raining again. That's the destiny of the Jewish people. It's like Levono. Yofa Kalvono is in the sphere of the moon. In other words, it's a stages of waxing and phases of rain. So the steady, inevitable destiny of the Jewish people then is a very lonely destiny. It's only destined to wax and to wane. It's your Kalvono in the sense that it is unlike the hammer, that while it radiates an abundance of light, it has a very detrimental potential. It can burn people. And you have to know how to look at the sun. You have to apply an ointment. Otherwise, you get the sunburn, you have a lot of pain. So the Jewish people is like Levana. Levana has no detrimental effect. You don't have to be careful in looking at Levana. But on the other hand, it's not like Levana completely in the sense that there are stages of waxing and stages of waning. The destiny of the Jewish people is not one of inevitable loneliness. Now, it can keep on waxing and remain faithful. It's not inevitable that after the period of waxing, if there should be a period of waning, then the matter is possible. Because when Dalat the Hammer doesn't appear, Yochelach his oil came, come Lema Yochekoma. Now the Jewish people can shed light even when Dalat the Hammer has one shortcut. The Hammer shed light only when the light. But when God, there is no Ham. The Ham is there in the universe, but it's not the Shabbos. It's not the Shabbos. It doesn't shed any light. But Jewish people, your color, even when it's dark, even when they are faced with adverse circumstances, even when they are subjected to persecution, to discrimination, they still can shed light, not only upon themselves, but upon all of mankind. They have the potential of Yofa Kalvono, even when it's dark. So this is the pshat of Yofa Kalvono. Now it is the glory in Sanhedrin, the third. Uma machshaki mishivani, the town bodel. Almighty God put place in the darkness that is reference. But when did the rejection of the Talmud Bavel take place? When? In the darkest period in the Jewish history. And the Rambam in the Hatzonah say the reason is why the rejection of the Talmud Bavel took place in the Rabbi of the Rabashi. Took notice of the fact that an era of discrimination and of persecution would follow, and then they had to put the Torah of our pain to writing. So, Machshat Yishivan, the Talmud Bavel, the glowing Talmud, that gives light for the whole world, for the whole universe. When will it be reacted? When? When? Be Machshat. In the midst of God, so that's the potential of the Jewish people. God Raham, but they have one superior attitude over and above the sun. The sun is only Shamshamed. Um Seilom Nishu Lecham, the Israel Nishu Lubano, Achidish Hashem Ochem, Um Seilom also can lead him, can feed him. Taught civilization, taught mankind, did it teach the glory of Syria, the Hittites, Greece, Rome, did it hold these ancient nations, contribute, taught mankind, taught civilization? Of course they did. But they are only new Maham. There is no Yofa Kalvono. Taught the Hammer, yes, but not Kalvono. It can only be Shangri-La. Long as Greece and Rome prospered and blossomed, and they were overtaken by prosperity and wealth and power, they were able to contribute to civilization. But the moment they were faced with darkness, they started to rot and disappear. But the human race, they never in the past had such a glorious period of Borg Hamor. As the ancient nations, Egypt, but only Assyria lead thy streams.
Oh!
But only Gahab, only being the Israel are able to reach us. Not the lion. The Jewish people is on one hand for Gahab, and the other hand is also your forecover. Protect the matters continue. Although you see the leaf shield by game of a lion, כך ישראל, פנינו בלילה, אם החמו ריבונו אימו אל מימו, חמו ריבונו דונת אופיו אוסה. דונת אופיו אוסה. When somebody looks at the חמו and the ריבונו, so he does not overtaken by feeling of fear, of awe, kach is all kach. From Lema Ayumo Kanigoris, what is Ayumo Kanigoris mean? Awesome as an army that marches on the banners, on the flags. He then keeps going Shalmawa, to be Mihoel, to be Digle Shal Mihoel, the Digle Shal Gavir. Let us explain. A human can go with the Jewish people in the period as awesome as an army that marches under banner. Before we go to bed, in the hoyle, in the Gabriel, me for my real machine before you. No one tells dicks that the Malach Hashem was real before you. The Gichan says it was before you. The Hanina says it was before you. Why? Why does it mean to you? And what's the machine? Now, when the Rebbein Sholom sent the Malachim to Avram and Tzor, so who are the Malachim? Michoel, Gabriel, and Michoel. Michoel was the one who was sent to tell Tzor that you have a child. Gabriel was the shliach to overthrow the demon Yameo. Michoel was the shliach to cure Abraham. So that means that Michoel is the Malach of Sablonis. Michoel, the word is Mikomeicho Adishem. Michoel symbolizes the concept of Sablonis, of restraint. Sorrow was 90 years old. Avraham was 100 years old, and he gave up hope of having a child. He saw nature. So, some oil was in it. You had Sablonis, and you will have a child. Gabriel is symbolic as the name implies. Gvurat Kelim. Gvurat. The concept of Gvurat, the approach of Gvurat. Rikoel is the messenger to cure, to heal people. Now, the revelation in the burning bush. So he's really reflective of the blueprint for the approach that the Jewish people has taken in its encounter with the Umis Eilon in the course of generations. The question is, what approach did the Jewish people take up? In its encounter with the Umis Eilon. There are two approaches that could be considered. One is the approach symbolized by Malach Michoel, Sablonis. Sablonis is Havladah, it's called. Sablonis. To take everything, suffer and take it, to exercise his place. The other one is just for what it means, for a tale, for a divine word, for a that is backed by the highest concepts of life. So the question arose, the question arises, what approach did the Jewish people to adopt? Encounter with Umis Eilon. These are the attempts by Umis Eilon to destroy us. The whole day of the day, the rain of the rain of the house, that was both my dream, the other. Of course, that was both my dream, the other. But the Torah says, Manborecho Adishem Alekecho, the whole Ashapas. So Chazal explained it, Mishor Shadon said, the Lord Mishor Shadon Yishin Bortel. So he cannot be Bortel. He cannot be passive. We have to cooperate from the Lord Mishor. What approach should we stand up? Should, who is to be our guide? Malach Michoel or Malach Gabriel? And he said the Machlis. But he was Malach Hashem in Chasmei. And what the Rebbein Sholom says in that revelation, all the holy things on the army, so the whole revelation from the burning. is expressive of the loneliness of the Jewish people, the millennium of them, even though the Psukim speak directly about Kiryas Chaim. But when Shabbos says, Kol Mokim Shenemar, Omar Vezor Yaakov, Kol Mokim Shenemar Avrom Avrom, Oy Moshe Meshe, so, Echod Nei Echod Nei, we find in respect of Avrom Avinu, the time of that day, that the Bein Shalom called his wife, Avrom Avrom, and in the burning bush, that the Bein Shalom called Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Moshe, so Rebbe Yaakov says, that means one motion is directed to Moshe's generation, and the other motion is directed to the future generation. So the way the blueprint that is spelled out in the way of the snare has applications to all the generations. Now though, I think for the end, Moshe Moshe, but be sure the man who go after the shepherd Keho, the whole Ashapase, be sure Shatari said, Lord, be sure the mission water. We cannot be water. We can't have too many persons. We have to apply one of two approaches. Either the approach symbolized by the whole Savanu, Savanaga, and not to defend ourselves, or the approach symbolized by Gabriel, full escape, not has stolen, naked force, but defend ourselves, and to resort sometimes, to resort to force that is backed by the highest concepts of life. Can say the the Gemara says in Ksubes, at the end of Ksubes, on the Pesim, Shabbati Eichem, B'neish Yerushalayim, in Toiru V'Teiru, Eshahaba Ashtachbos, and that Pesim is mentioned three times in Shirashe. And each time it's mentioned, so it's mentioned twice, in Toiru V'Teiru, so Sheish Wiz, in Biakonish Bosh. So among the Sheish Wiz are, Shabbat Yahweh Chaimo, Now, all that is used from the Psukim in Shirah. But we have a doubt in Nobi Rashon and the Chadish Domain. In Gleam, cannot be the Chadish in Yuvah. So the Gemara many times says, Kosh is there in the Pirat. Mei Shel Lulamad, Elam, Yecheskiu, Bezbudi Lamad, Mori Zohi, Va'alei, in Nobi Rashon and the Chadish Domain, Elam, Yuchas, Mirale, Rosh Yecheskiu, the Asher HaKom. So there are no Yuvah Lohes in Gleam. If we find something that appears new, not spelled out in the Torah, so either it is implicit to the Yiddish Atheir impression there, and if it is not implicit in the Torah to the Yiddish Atheir impression there, it must have been a local mission. There are no two alohas in the Tehvot Tzibur on the Moshe, in the Rosh of Kiryas Yaakov. All the Tzibur, all the Mishnas that say, all the Mishnas that say, are mentioned in the Torah. There cannot be any Tzibuyim over and above Tzibuyim. Zichu Teres Meshav, the lesson of Malach, Zichu Teres Meshav, as the Rambam says, the function of the being was to chastise the people and to encourage them, to follow the commandments of the Torah. There are no Tzibuyim, but we do find certain new alohas that are not spelled out explicitly in the Torah. So either it is implicit in Psukim the Torah, to the Yiddish at him as he said, or it is our religion. Here, since we see the Akhimor, Tzuki, in the Yom Teo, what does he say, Hashem, that's not in the Torah. Where is it in the Rumes in the Torah? I think it's in the Rumes in the Parsha of the Snare. It's the Akhimor, and it's not just the Mara. And I remember, says Hashem, the covenant that I established with Yaakov, and the covenant that I established with Yitzchok, and I remember the covenant that I established with Abraham, and the land I'll also remember. So the Tertium says, the language of this crucial moment that teaches us. So all the Teskia, together with the Greek Orbit, so all the Teskia, that there is beside the covenant that was established with the throne of Yaakov, the Greek Orbit, the Greek Orbit, the covenant is established between two parties. So there has to be an intelligent agent to be part of the covenant. Contract. You have the two parties involved in the contract with Abraham, so the parties were on one hand and Israel, and the other hand with Abraham means that we speak talk, so the parties, the covenant, on one end of the Israel, and the other part, Yitzchok, the priest Yaakov, so the Israel and Yaakov. So, Israel is one part, and who is the other part is the land? The land is the new end of being. Cannot be part of the covenant and kingdom. So, what is the meaning of this of this crucial order? Who are the powers? The spiritual on one end, and who is the other part? Claudius is the other part. But the subject matter of death, this between the spiritual alone and Claudius is Eric's one. So we have all kinds of and we have the Christ in respect to the Shura Satov, and we have the Greek that the nation established in Neach, that cast in the Satyonon, that so what the honor of the Emperor is only token, symbolical, never had. Albert Einstein and Professor Newton wrote a book, to popularize the theory of relativity, to explain and put the property and explain the theory of relativity, was in order to understand the theory of relativity has to be explicitly, but the plain layman, so how do we understand the theory of relativity? But there are certain fundamentals in the theory of relativity that could be understood by any way. So Albert Einstein and Professor Newton, who was in Polish group, wrote that book. I read that book. It was really written by Professor Newton, not by Albert Einstein. So they are delighted about the phenomenon of the rainbow. So that book writes, according to the Bible, so the rainbow is due to the fact that the relation of Almighty God established the covenant with Noah. And never again will there be flood to destroy men. So Albert Einstein, Professor Newton, they write, that's a very reasonable explanation. But science has a different explanation. What is the scientific explanation of the rainbow? Because when it rains, so then the atmosphere is days of the sun are bending because they have to pass from one region to another. So because of that, as a result of the Shira sensation, the bending of the rays, so a spectrum forms. A spectrum forms. So that's why we have the rainbow. What's the rainbow? We have a look at the rainbow. Also the start of the vision. So the Guru says, start with the meaning, or just to take a look. But if you look, there is no reason. So if you ever look at the rainbow, you see is the most beautiful thing is the spectrum of color. And we say the pilgrim is there. Mare Hatishes, Pisteichon on Mare Chiru. In other words, the rainbow is the epitome of beauty because it has the spectrum of color. So that's the scientific explanation. For the biblical explanation, we come to that. The rainbow was installed in the universe at the time of the bliss that was established by Almighty God in Noah as the ancestor of man. You are claiming Albert Einstein not learn Chumash with the Ramban Zemes. Had he learned Chumash with the Ramban Zemes, he would have known that the Torah's explanation does not negate the scientific explanation. The Ramban Zemes say that one should not reach the ridiculous statement that the rainbow was only installed in nature after the marble. Rainbow, so it is a result of the fact, and as the Ramban says, that after the rain, the sun comes out, after the rain, the rain is moist, and it's imbued with particles of water, so the rays of the sun have to pass from one medium to another, from the medium of air to the medium of water. So that gives rise to the process of the attraction and to the spectrum. So the rainbow was an inherent phenomenon. Three chases in the brain. But whenever a grease is made, there is something tangible that is deployed as a symbol of the grease. The grease is absorbed. So there was a bird and it was. There was a goat. This goat and this bird was created at that time now. Because the bird and the goat can exist in the same connection. But these tangible things were employed as a symbol of the bird. So here too, the rainbow, which was an inherent phenomenal nature, sensations and graces, was employed as the token of the covenant. So in other words, I just mentioned that on the book, there are many covenants. There is a covenant that the Rebbeinu established with mankind too. Noah was only the representative and the ancestor of mankind. So, and there are many graces that the Rebbeinu established. We know this, and the Christian of the Jewish people, but there is one special thing that the Rebbeinu Shalom established with Klal Yisrael exclusively in regard to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Grisiyas, the Zohar test here. Melamim Shekris Kusol Oretz. Now what does the contrast provide? The contrast is the expression of the blueprints and the rules of the behavior of the two parties. We have the concept. So there is promise, and there are two kinds of contracts. There is a unilateral contract, and there is a bilateral contract. A bilateral contract is a promise in exchange for a promise. So the bris kusolore is a bilateral contract. It's a promise in exchange for a promise. What is the priesthood saying is also by that outcome. That's mentioned. It's mentioned in same nation. So the promise to the Jewish people made was to comply with the Torah, to go into the Torah. And what is the promise that the Baal made? That he will be ordered. So it's a bilateral contract. What is the peace order? Also a bilateral contract between the Baal and all this world. But the subject matter is Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the Jewish people in the Greek orders, they promised that they will be devoted to Eretz Yisrael. And how will their devotion to Eretz Yisrael be realized? How will it be manifested? So that is symbolized, I think, in the Nivui of the burning bush. Even though the Nivui of the burning bush spells out Yitzhak and Tzrayim, but the blood of Yaakov says, Moshe, Moshe, Komokim Shenema, Moshe, Moshe, Echot Loi, Echot Yidelis. So the Nivui of the Mare Hasme is the blueprint for the approach that is to be adopted by the Knesset Israel in the course of generations, in the course of the millennia, in their encounter with the Museum. So the question is, Vayilay lo Malach HaShem, Yitei Chasmei. Who was that Malach? Hasbeichem no Mal Zemich Oel. Zalchani on Mal Zedach Ria. Eilu Veilu Giver Etim Chayim. Among the Sheish Wili Sheish Biakadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael. So one shall do with the will of Salom, one shall Yalvechemo, not to occupy Eretz Yisrael by force, not to settle collectively by force, but one of the Shvuas, Sheishbiyat and Bohu, Sheishbiyat and Salom, shall Yishtapu, Yisrael is and die, and there is Alochem in the day, and it is two parties state mutual oaths to each other. They make the contract, and the contract is coupled with the swear. If one party violates his oath, then the other party is free to violate his promise. So here there is a swear imposed upon the swear not to be really beautiful, but there is a swear is also imposed upon the Israel not to be established in the swear against some guy. If you say, Lord, my reader, that I'm a fair will, when they are established in Israel, they shall die. And how can there be any snakes that you say, Lord, have so many times violated the Shvuyah shall be established and die after all the massacres and after all the discriminations and after all the pogroms? So, then the Jewish people is free to be made a Bumi Seyla. All that is implicit and symbolized in the Nivui of the Sneh. Meishe Meishe, Chag Meishe Lei Deirei, Bichag Lei Deirei. Tadilei Lof Malach HaShem Kech Sneh. Oy oy Nisesh Ani Ami, Kotu Mani Vorech Chag Hashem Rechacho, Bichol Hashatase, Bishor Shato Yise, Eloi Bishor Shato Yise Bateo. So you have to do something. We cannot be just passive recovery. As the Bishon said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu is power, that is both who when the Israel were chasing them, Matit et alai, step into the answer, and then came the Yeshua. So the Jewish people cannot be silent and passive. They have to cooperate. But what form of ace should we indulge in? So the Bichon says, ordinarily, as long as there is a doom sale of after us will be magical of Marlowe's. So then, we should revolt. What is Esther? In Rabbanim, Ushvachis Harash. Even though Rabbanim Ushvachis is not consistent with the concept of the Torah, but the Harash, Esther was not to be labeled. to fight and to revolt and call it room Salem humane against us. But when room Salem tried to destroy us, to make for drums, one after the other, and to throw stones at the Jewish settlers, so then we kept it quiet. So the Jews have been saying, who is the thrower who appeared in Pirchas Ne'er? The Mechoyal Sabonis. So Chanin says, right, Sabonis, but there is a limit. True, he speak to both who has his soil, so he would be with Salem. But there is his speak to both who has his soil, shall he stop with his soil and die? Is there any doubt? Can anybody who has one iota of common sense say that the Arab nations were not in there on the Shvuye of the Shtapen, the Soilings and the Eye? After all the concessions, first of all, the Balfour Declaration in 1917 gave the right to the Jewish people to settle and form a Jewish national home and ultimately a Jewish state on both sides of the Jordan. And then, through the pressure that was exerted by the British politicians, so they were able to prevail upon the Zionist organization to give up the rights to the eastern side of the Jordan. That's one confession. Then, in 1948, in November, when the United Nations decided, all the nations joining, Soviet Russia together with the United States for the first time, joined in deciding to establish two states, a Jewish state, small Jewish state, and the Palestinian state. So the Jewish people immediately accepted, even though the Jewish state that was decided by the United Nations was a small state. And then the Palestinians, all the Arab nations, they did not accept that. And we waged war against Israel. But the redemption helped Israel, and we were able to overcome. But the Yeshua in 1948 was not as great as 1967. Yerushalayim, the Kotel, old Yerushalayim, the real Yerushalayim, was the end of the Jordan. And for so many years, for 19 years it was in possession of the Jordan, and the Arabs had no economic rights. They were not treated as human beings, and no one complained against Jordan. But then, when in 1967, again the Arab nations, their nations waged the war against Israel, and then there was such an issue that in 6 days you were able to occupy Samaria and the Golan Heights and Sinai and everything. And then the United States government pressured Israel to give up Sinai, and Israel made concessions. And then when the United President Carter pressured that civility to the end of the grave. So, aren't the nations of the world violating the Shvuye that the Rebbein Shalom imposed upon whom a Salem shall be stuck to his foreign race and die? And we have no right to defend themselves. No right. So, the Chanin says that the real, true, Mikoel is the ordinary guide for the Jewish people. As long as the nations of the world behave like human beings, like civilized people, even when they are not perfectly liberal and generous to us, but as long as there is a modicum of civilized behavior, but when the Arab nations throw stones and they kill, then the only approach to that is not the approach of truth. The sun and the moon do not overwhelm the person with awe and fear at this glory of his hurricane, Tom Lehner, I do not come in Florence. As awesome the Jewish people has to be as awesome as the McNaughton that marches on the banner. To be glorious, to go in Shalmayo, to be in the holy degree that we have declared, the Jewish nation, when it marches together with other nations, as a member of the United Nations, has to march with awesome manner, with under two banners, but first ordinarily, it has to march under the banner of the Holy of Babylon. But there is a limit. When the Arabs close towns, then we have to take up the clothes of Gabriel. And this is not just a statement. This is based upon the halacha. The hearing in Sanhedrin, in discussing the halacha of Habori Hor Yehor, period, and zero minute, Habori Hor Yehor, so Rashi says, how do we know Habor Hod of Hashem Hogan in the parasha of Machteres? In the Machteres, in what we have done, the hook of the name is in the dome. So for Adur Hashem is in the dome. Everything has to show it. Somebody tries to steal, so the Balabai is allowed to kill him, has to show it. But if somebody comes with your revolver to the person and he points the revolver at him and the point of the gun says, give me your money, if not I shoot you. If the Balabai is allowed to shoot, even though he had an opportunity to say, oh, all right, I'll give you all my money if you don't shoot me. But he's not the way to do that. He's allowed to shoot him if you're ready. So Rashi mentioned that the Allah of Habon Hod or Hashem Hod is the parasha of Machter. So the Yiddin says, but the Medrash Talchume in Pincho says, and the Potsi, Freire Tan Yomim Kitzel Min Mochem, Mikanamu Chachonim Habon Hod or Hashem Hod. Why do the Yiddin have to go to the Hashem? In the Torah and Holy Parasha, in the Machteres, in what the Hatano, the Hook of the Nash in the Yomi, so there's the Aloha of Reading, because they know the mind is our Atzme, Atzme on the Meinei, so the Gamut knows that the Balabai is who put up a resistance, and he breaks into the house, and he burns, breaks into the house, it is with the intention that in case he puts up a resistance, he'll kill it. So it's like pointing the gun at the Balabai, so you're ready. So it's a prosecution at all, why did you really have to mention it's Roshan by the Medrash Talchume, Shreirat of Tavidyonim, Kitzir, Nehim Mochem, Mikanam Ochachonim, Habol Hoteh or Hashkin Hodeh, so the Knesset Shatero, at the end of Rishmish, what he says, to the Pshat here, the Medrash Talchume, the Nalach Halach, of Habol Hoteh or Hashkin and collectively, the parasha of Machteres is expressive of a halacha of self-defense. On an individual level, the burglar comes to your house and he points a gun at you and he says, give me your money. Or he breaks into his hand and he tells the clerk, so give me your money, $1 million, otherwise I shoot you. So the clerk can have a revolver or the police. Is allowed to shoot. That's halacha of self-defense, of Habor Hod or Hashkin Hod on an individual level. But there is the halacha of upon the horse, her husband, the horse, and collected them. Remember, one time, so the villagers started to throw stones. I mean, the Arab tells us, started to throw stones at the villagers. And then some soldiers fired the shot. And then one woman happened to walk out of the house and to hang up one doctor at the time, while her husband and her children were throwing stones. So that's the strategy of the Arab terrorists, to use the women as a shield. And then the three soldiers unintentionally hit the woman. It wasn't his intention. So of course it's something that is to be sorry for. But does that mean that the Arab murderers have the right to destroy the state of Israel, to kill the Jews just by using their women as a shield? So there is a halacha on Habonah Hoth, or Hashkin Behold, not only on an individual level, but on a collective level. Even though that woman might not have been interested in killing it, maybe yes, maybe no, I mean, I don't know. But we give her the benefit of doubt that she did not intend to kill Jews, but it was necessary to fire a shot in order to defend ourselves by the combined endeavor by the Arab murderer to destroy the Jewish people. So there is a halacha upon the whole game on a collective level. And then the text I will say, and there is one idea. In respect to the halacha of Habol Hod or Hashim Hod, on an individual level, there is halacha, Yoche Latzile Yehov Nimbolov, so he's not allowed to kill the Israelites. That when somebody tries to kill a victim, and the victim is able, or a third party is able to be martyred himself by wounding, injuring the aggressor, he's not allowed to kill him. So it's just like he was saying. But when there is a combined endeavor by the whole nation, by the whole group, to destroy the Jewish people collectively, so then we don't have to be counted and think every time, do I have to do nothing? But maybe I can just hurt him and flog him, so I'll do not to myself. So that's what. So we're not the whole. These are being a lady on an individual level, we are required to be regarded that if it's possible to save our lives, the life of the victim, by injuring the aggressor, we are not allowed to kill him. But these are being an aggressor on a collective level. We don't have to go so far. And that was one wonder that was committed by the Israeli army at the beginning, when they started to throw stones, they refused to fire shots. But the Israeli army do, they flogged them. So there was such an outrage. Such an outrage by the civilized world. And even some Jewish rabbis said in a statement that the way the Israeli army acts towards the terrorists is devoid of all moral principles. So then Kissinger made a statement, it was a blunder under God. He says, civilized people don't understand the justification for flogging, even though it is grounded in the best in sublime motives in order to reduce human tragedy to the minimum. But modern people don't understand that. The best thing would be to fire a shot, not to resolve the one. And they took their advice by Kissinger. And this is mentioned by the first Sadhguru. These are being related from a collective level. We do not have to act. We do the restraints of Malachi Kohen. These are being related from an individual level, so we have to act. We deal with the confines and the restraints So the giant should be the real. So that is the trap. And so it's not battle anymore. So we are not allowed, the future people is not allowed to act in ways that will impose fear upon the other nations from labor and labor kinds qualities that is also implicitly symbolized in the fear of the burning bush. Sometimes our guide